Please sit as we hear our first reading.
The first reading is taken from the end of the New Testament, the Revelation, chapter 7, starting at verse 2. Then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, crying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honour and power and strength be to our God for ever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders asked me, "These in white robes, who are they and where did they come from?" I answered, "Sir, you know." And he said, "These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, God.
This reading can be found on page 968 on the Bibles next to you in the pews. Reading from Matthew chapter 5. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And so may I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can you put your hands up if you are here today with any other member of your family? Any other? Oh, look, fantastic, excellent. Okay, we've got some good starts to this. Okay, let's see now, who are you here with? Your dad. Okay, fantastic. So, if I was to say, do you think any bits of you, do you think you look like your dad in any way? What are we looking at here? Well, I think those ears look very similar, I reckon. Perhaps the nose, maybe, yeah, absolutely fantastic. And what about over here now? Ooh, your hair. Oh, I know, it's all a bit scary, a big bloke in white standing next to you. Do you think your hair looks a bit like your mum's? And what about you too? What do you think? What do you think? Do you think anything looks like your mum or your dad? Maybe eyes, yeah, eyes might be. You think your sister looks like a hippo? I think that's a bit harsh, to be quite frank. That's a bit... I don't think she looks like a hippo at all. Deary me, brother sisterly love. Okay, anyone else can I pick on? Oh, look, there's the instruments over here, you see, because I know that we're both parents here. Oh, nose, oh, you got your dad's nose? Don't know... What? Very big nose. No, that's again not a nice thing to say about your sister. Okay, so you've proved something. We're all a mismatch of those people we're kind of related to. I brought two tiny pictures, which would be very difficult for anyone to see. So my wife has recently been kind of trying to put all of our pictures, download them from various dead cameras and stuff. She's been muttering and grinding her teeth over this experience because we haven't done it for about 14 years worth of pictures. It's been quite weird to sort of see progress how our children have kind of grown up and how certain characteristics, certain bits of the way that they look have slowly grown within that. And also a bit depressing to realise how much older we as parents look now than we did then. It's also funny when you look back, and this is a picture of my dad and my uncle in the 1950s. Both of them no longer with us now in this world. But it's also strange to look and realise, oh my gosh, the nose that I have is my father's. And it's a nose that I seem to have managed to pass on to my son, much to his irritation. But it isn't just physical looks, is it, that we share with members of our family or those who we spend lots of time with. It's also characteristics, the way we behave, the phrases we might come out with. I'm often terrified by the way that I suddenly say something, usually in irritation, to my children that I haven't heard said for like 40 years and realise it was my dad who said it to me and it suddenly come out again like, whoa. We are so connected with those who've been part of our lives. We bear their image. The thing about being a Christian is that we're not just part of our human family. We're part of a much, much bigger family. This is a family that we become part of through the waters of baptism. A family, God's family, made up of human beings like you and me. Across the world, there is millions of us. And we bear, each of us, the image of God. We're made in that image. We're told in Scripture that we are made in the image of God and loved by Him. So how do we show others the characteristics of God? How do we do that? Well, we know it's really difficult, but we also know that there's a myriad of those who've gone before us, who show us, give us a sign that this is possible, that we can do this, that we can live the scripture reading, those beatitudes that we've just heard, that are so opposite to lots of things that the world would say are good. Blessed are those who mourn. The world wouldn't say that's good. The saints, down through the ages, you see some of them depicted in stained glass windows. But in this festival, we particularly remember saints who weren't known by the church or honoured by the church, like Francis or Mary or Joseph. We remember saints that were known only to God. Saints that showed the image of God in everything that they did. They knew God so deeply, knew God's love, knew God's purposes of hope, of joy, of peace, of gentleness, kindness, that they lived them and proclaimed them so brightly that everyone knew that they were followers of God. The call of each of us, be we young or old, is to seek to show that we are part of God's family. That we're not perfect. The saints weren't perfect either. Some of them had particularly dodgy early lives before they became Christians. But that we, like them, may slowly grow in holiness. And that we may be seen as sons and daughters of God. Elon Musk this week, when talking about AI, he said something that we may get to a state where none of us have to work or do anything. And then all we'll be left doing is wondering, what is our purpose? Well, as Christians, we need never worry about that. We know what our purpose is. To show the image of God in our lives and proclaim it, that darkness may be banished and light may grow. Amen.